It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Chuck Hughes, good morning.
How are you?
Good. What's the new show called? Is it Chuck's Week Off? Is that what you're doing now?
Can you believe it? What I used to do in one day, I now take a week.
So it's on Food Network. I saw the commercial for it all weekend long. Mocha said that it looks like you're just rolling around Mexico going to poor neighborhoods stealing recipes.
Hi.
No, seriously, though, what is this? Are people
I'm not just stealing recipes. I got some gold bullion that I took, a couple babies along the way.
Yeah. So this is what? It's kind of like your day off show, only you're doing it over a week, right?
Well, it's you know, the whole premise is the restaurant's been open for 6 years.
Yeah.
I'm the top dog. I've been there, you know, in the kitchen for 6 years, and it's time for me to get out, get inspired, and see the world. You know, that's why I got into cooking in the first place.
Right.
So now I'm back out on the road. I'm in Mexico, traveling, eating, meeting people. But ultimately, I'm learning.
Yeah.
You know, I'm learning the basis of Mexican cooking, and it's, you know, stuff that we don't really think about. You know, Mexican food is something that it's almost sounds like
it comes in a box and a package in this country.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's totally not that. Yeah. It's all about fresh. It's all about seasonal, local, organic. All the things that we like to label. Mm-hmm. That we don't necessarily do, they do. They live it. So,
go ahead.
Are you learning a lot more than what you thought? Like, did you come across anyone and they showed you something? You're like, holy crap! How come I never thought of this?
Every corner I turned, every person I met, everything that I ate was brand new and I didn't expect it. I learned lucha libre, the art of Mexican wrestling.
Did you really?
Yeah. Only I fought against six extra large honeys. Yeah,
you're wrestling women.
I know.
And where were we? Guadalajara.
Yeah, I know it sounds bad, but yeah, I was wrestling. I wasn't tough enough to wrestle the men, to be honest. And the women kind of kicked my ass.
Everybody's so. I went to boxing in Guadalajara once, and it was in an old factory, like a burned-out factory.
Awesome.
And I swear to God, it was at 1 o'clock in the morning. The guys in the ring couldn't have been over 12 years old. And over top of the boxing ring were rafters that housed about 400 pigeons. Imagine what the boxing ring looked like these two 12-year-olds were beating the hell out of each other. Like, that's what goes on after midnight in Guadalajara.
Yeah, Guadalajara is actually like, I'd been to Mexico many times before, but Guadalajara was...
It's a real deal.
Oh, man, it was fantastic. Yeah. I mean, the city is amazing. The food is fantastic.
Because a lot of people up here love Mexican and they love Tex-Mex. What's the one thing that everybody in this country or in North America thinks is Mexican, but when you go down there, you actually realize that's not Mexican at all?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest one for me was the hard shell taco.
Yeah.
You know, one that, you know, they have no clue. They've never seen that. That doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It just clearly does not exist. And for me, you know, kind of like the dumb guy coming over there, I was like, oh, I can't wait. I'm going to eat tons of avocado. And they're like, well, it's not in season. So I didn't have avocado once.
Really?
You know, and I was all excited. I was like, you know, I was like, hey. And then I got there and they're like, yeah, no, it doesn't work like that, bro. It's like, it's not in season. You don't eat it. And that's the beauty of Mexico.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know how here we're like farm to table, nose to whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'm not saying it's not true, but there they truly live that way, and it was amazing. It was really eye opening, and I learned, you know, like I said, every day, man, it was something new, and I learned so many different techniques, you know, philosophies on food, and obviously just some great flavor profiles and stuff like that. But I think the one thing I took back the most is like how lucky we are. And you know how we have pretty much everything at our fingertips.
You know what a mariachi is, Mocha? The guys in the black suits with like the buckles down their pants with guitars.
Yeah.
When you're in Guadalajara, you rent them on the street like they're a prostitute. So you have you drive down these back alleys and they're lined with mariachis, guys in black suits holding guitar cases.
Yeah.
They all look like Antonio Banderas. And you pull up in your car, they get in your car, you bring them to your house, they play for you and your family while you eat, and then after dinner you put them back in your car and you drop back off in the corner you found them.
No way.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's no joke. It's so true. And there's a mariachi district where they all live and hang out.
Do you film any of your stuff in that area?
Oh, yeah. You'll see. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Crazy,
and the best part is after 6 or 7, they're all wasted.
Yeah.
So they're all, in the morning, they're all perfect, all like straight laced. And then at 6 or 7, they're all like, ah! Walking around everywhere, guitar case open, you know, like, oh, funny stuff.
It's 8:10. By the way, it's the Raz and Mocha Show. Chuck Hughes joins us right now. So you opened up 2 additional restaurants in Montreal, right?
Yeah, I got one more. So 2
okay.
in total.
Two in total. Are you planning on bringing any of that to Toronto? Are you going to open up a restaurant in T-Dot or what?
I don't know, man. It's tough. You know, the honest answer is I have half of Toronto in Montreal eating in my restaurants.
Right.
And I feel like if I come here, I might lose that.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of it. And people, you know, nowadays, Toronto, Montreal, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
It's not like it used to be. You know, there's so many ways to get down there really quickly now with this, you know, the airport down here and just, it's packed, man. I honestly, if I surveyed the room, I'd say probably 50% of my clientele is from Toronto.
Wow.
I think that's the beauty of it. You know, you wanna eat there, then come down.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's still special and it's 50 seats, very small, still very quaint. I don't wanna dilute it and say like, you know, start. But if you ask me if I was going to open in Hong Kong, I might say yes. You know what I mean? It's just the fact that if we're going to do something, we got to do something different.
Yeah.
And if I come to Toronto, it won't change really. I probably have like the same suppliers, the same kind of, you know, it's the same climate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be having the same kind of food at the same time of the year in the same seasons. And then it doesn't say much for my, you know, my passion or to change my life in it. So I would love to open another place, but somewhere completely different that's new to me, that'll influence my cooking. And
all I got from any of that, Chuck, is that you hate Toronto.
I was just going to say the same
thing. That's all I got from any of that.
Well, yeah, you guys hit it on the nose. You guys hit it on the nose.
Chuck, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. Again, the new show is called Chuck's Week Off. You can catch that starting next Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, sorry,
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday on the Food Network. Thanks.
7 o'clock.
So much, dude.
You guys are awesome.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.